Okay, today's daf is Erchin Daf Hey. We're going to start about 12 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet. We were in the middle of this brayta that we had quoted in order to get to the Mukat Shchin and the Menuval. In the process, we saw all sorts of other halachot that they darshan from Erchin. So we're now in the Pasuk. There's a little aleph there. V'haya Erkecha. Okay, one of the words they say it's unnecessary in that Pasuk. And the assumption is it's not talking about Erchin, because there's no halacha we need to learn from there to Erchin. So instead of learning from there to Erchin, we're going to say Imeinu Inyan. For Erchin, we're going to learn it to something having to do with a neder, which we're going to call damim, right? Which is when you're giving just the monetary value of something. Lirabot tumtum va'androgynos l'damim. What does that mean? We already learned that a tumtum and androgynos can't, if you give their erech, that doesn't work because zachar, nekeva, only zachar vaday, nekeva vaday. But they themselves, no, but you could give a tumtum and androgynous to lidami, meaning you say, I'm giving the value of a tumtum and androgynous to the Bein HaMikdash, not in the Erchin world, but in the Nidarim world, and that would work. So now the Gemara says, that's not a chiddush. You don't need a pasuk to teach you that. Damim, lamalikra. Like to say that, lo ye ela dame dikla. And it's like saying a palm tree. Okay, nice comparison between a tumtum and a palm tree. But what it means is, no one ever said it has to be a person, and a person has to be male, female, and what if they're kind of both or neither? Or nobody ever talked about that. And there's no question about that, because when it comes to erchin, it's all about humans. When it comes to neder, you could give the value of anything. So if you said, ilu amar deme dikla milo, yeah, you wouldn't have to give the money. And therefore, of course, if you say the value of a tumtum and androgynous, we go and see how much were they worth in the shuk, and you'd obviously have to pay that money. So therefore, and here's where things become complicated today. Amar, well, let's say it's Rabba. We're going to assume it's Rabba for various reasons, mainly because Abaye later is going to refer to him as Mar, and Mar is usually the term he used for Rabba, and it's generally a term one would use for one's rabbi and not for one's peer, and Rabba's a peer. So let's just assume it's Rabba. Rabba says, Lomar sheni dom bechvodo. What's this chidush? V'haya erkecha is coming to teach you that tumtum and androgynous, okay, when it comes to damim, nidon bichvodo. What does that mean, nidon bichvodo? It sounds like a new term, but it's really something we already learned, which is when you say the value of the head you're giving, you really mean it's nidon bichvodo, the kavod of the person, meaning if you say the head and the neshama is tluyabo, then you must mean the whole body. So if you say, I'm giving the value of the head of a tumtum and androgynous, what you mean is, I'm giving the whole body. That's the assumption. That assumption is going to create a whole series of problems. Okay? So now they're going to say, right, so Rabba says like this, Sal kadat hachamina, you might have thought, neder be'erkech haktiv, meaning, kol sheyeshno be'erchin nidom bechvodo, v'chol she'eino be'erchin eino nidom bechvodo, you might have thought that only by erchin, remember, we already learned, that's where we learned this, that when you say erech of a yad alai, you mean nothing, because erchin is only a whole person's body, and a yad is not something a person can live with, it's something a person can live without, and therefore you don't really mean anything. But if you say erech of a head alai, then we say nidom bechvodo, meaning you have to give the whole head, the whole body. You give the whole person for erchin. Now they're going to say that maybe you might have thought that only with erchin this is true, and not something that's not erchin, which means, let's take our tumtum v'androgynous, that we say is damim, right, is only if you give their value in the neder world. Well, if it's in the neder world, you might have thought, eino nidom bechvodo, meaning, you might have thought that since it's damim, what would you say? Eino nidon, which means, again, you would give only the value of the head. You might have thought that. Comes v'haya erkecha to teach you, even a tumtum and androgynous, who you said is ledamim, right? You did in the world of nidarim, and you said the head, it also means the entire body. Okay? Meaning you have to give the value of the whole tumtum and androgynous. That's what Rabba says. Amale Abaye, udilo iti be'erchim mini don bechvodo. Where did you come up with this, that when you, what he's trying to say in very simple terms is, this whole thing of nidon b'chvodo, that when you say the head, you really mean the whole body, because the neshama is tluyavo, that's only in the world of erechin. It's not outside of the world of erechin. And here I'm going to prove it to you. Okay? What's this proof? The hatanya, here's a brayta. Rosh eved ze hekdesh. Hu vehekdesh shutafim bo. If you say, I'm giving the head of this servant to this slave to hekdesh, what happens? Well, you and hekdesh become shutafim in this eved. Okay, what do you already see? You said his head, what would we say? In the world of erchin, we would say his entire body. In the world of damim, we just said also his entire body, because this we rejected. Right? That was the whole thing he was trying to say. Remember, what was he saying? The whole chidush of Bahayar Kecha, of Tumutum and Androgynous, is to damim, to say it's nidon b'chvodo. So now we're going to question this assumption that when you have damim, it's not, we're going to basically say it's not nidon b'chvodo. And we see that right here, starting with the Evid case. When you say the head is hekdesh, what are you saying? Just the head, or at least not the whole body. There's a whole debate about what does it mean, shutafim? Are they 50-50? Does it mean, Rashi basically says they're 50-50. Tosfot says that hekdesh owns the head and the rest of it belongs to the owner, okay? Not 50-50. It means head versus the rest of the body. Either which way, you see here that head doesn't mean the whole body gets sold, inyan damim, so that's going to be our question, but we're going to continue along here. There's a whole long brayta about this, about all different cases. So Rosh Eved Zehekdeh Shuvehekdeh Shutafim Bo. Rosh Eved Machur Lecha. And likewise, if you say, I'm selling you the head of an Eved, Mishamnim Beinehem. Okay, big debate, what Mishamnim Beinehem? Mishamnim comes from Shuma. We evaluate. We evaluate it between them. Again, some people say this is the same thing as the previous. It's just 50-50. Okay? In other words, we split the value because you said the head. So we're going to say you both own part of it. That's Rashi. Tosfot says it goes according to the value of the head. Okay? Then, according to Tosfot, if you say that that's there's a debate about whether Mishamim is a unique halacha just by sale. If they both say 50-50, then it sounds like it's the same. Why do you use a different lashon? Right? Why do you say in one case they're shutafim and in the other case you say mishamim? One reason could be because in a sale you have to evaluate it in order to actually finish the sale. Whereas hekdesh, you could be makdish something and only later do you have to come up with the value, or theoretically you don't ever have to because you could just never take your part back. Kind of leave the whole thing in hekdesh hands and never really take your part back. So maybe it's just a difference in lashon. Some people say, no, maybe it's an actual difference. That when it comes to hekdesh, it's 50-50. Why? Well, when you're makdish ba'ayin yafa. But when you sell, it's very interesting, right? You sell more very carefully. You're very careful and specific about how much exactly you're selling, and you really meant just the head and not anything else. So a lot of debates about this. But anyway, for our purposes, right now what we want to show is when it comes to hekdesh, there's shutafim, meaning the whole thing doesn't go, and there you see, it's not nidon b'chvodo, and this is a damim case. Continuing a few more cases here in the Braita. Rosh chamur zehekdesh, it's going to be the same thing. Okay, one was the Evan, now we're getting to the animal, a non-kosher animal. Hu vehekdesh shutafim bo, and rosh chamur machor lecha mishamnim b'nehem. Same exact halacha. When it comes to the rosh of a para, there's a bit of a difference. Rosh para machor lecha, lo machar ela rosha, shel para. You only meant the head. We don't say mishamnim b'nehem, or right now it depends what you meant by all these things, but let's just assume you meant the others were 50-50. This is just the head. V'lo'ad ela filu rosh para hekdesh ein lehekdesh ela roshan. When it comes to hekdesh, also only the head. Why is that? Why is there a difference between the head, the para, and the others? V'amar papa, deha mizdabin resha de Torah bebeit habacha. If you go to the butcher shop, you see that they sell heads of parot. They don't sell heads of slaves, obviously, and they don't sell heads of donkeys, but they do sell cow heads. So because they're sold separately, when you said the head of, you obviously meant just the head. Okay? So anyway, now they're proving their point that they brought this. Ha chamor v'para litnu be'erchin ve'eno nidon b'chvodo. These are cases where they're not be'erchin, they're damim. And what do you see? Eino nidon b'chvodo. When you were trying to say that the tumtum v'androgynous, right, when you give it their value l'damim, it's nidon b'chvodo. So that's a biased question on Rab. Rava comes back and says, "Vilit amech, according to you, Abaye, tik shelach eved, di'ite be'erachim ve'eno nidav v'chodo." If you want to say anything that could potentially go in the world of erachim is nidav v'chodo, and things that can't ever be in the world of erachim, like a tumtum on drugging. So the logic wasn't just that you're doing it l'damim; it's that tumtum on drugging can never be ne'erachim. Since they can't enter the world of Erechim, they're not Nidon B'Chvodo. That was what Abaye was trying to say. Comes Rabba and he says, if you're going to say that, well, take this Eved case. The reverse of what you're saying is, anyone that can be in the world of Erechim is Nidon B'Chvodo. Well, take this Eved. An Eved can be in the world of Erechim. He can be valued. In which case, he should be Nidon B'Chvodo, and look at this Braita. Meaning again, what is Nidon B'Chvodo? You say the head, you must mean the whole body. And here, we say the head, and we didn't mean the whole body. So, you don't make any sense either. Ela lo kashu. So what does he explain? Ha b'kodshe mizbeach, ha b'kodshe b'erek habayit. Ah. Until now, we've been talking about Erechim versus Nedarim, but both of them, we've been referring to cases where you're giving the value of someone for Bedek HaBayit, not for the Mizbeach, right? First of all, it's humans. Humans don't get sacrificed. So obviously, we meant for the Bedek HaBayit. But this Braita, where they talked about the Damim are not Nidon B'Chvodo, meaning you gave the head to the Beit HaMikdash, that was Kedushat Mizbeach. That was when you said, I'm giving this slave. Now, there's ways you could do Kedushat Mizbeach, even with something that can't go on the Mizbeach. Like a chamor can't go on the Mizbeach, right? An eved can't go on the Mizbeach. But what did you say? You said, I'm giving these to the Beit HaMikdash, right? There's two, right? It's like giving tzedakah. You say, I'm giving tzedakah to this fund, or I'm giving it to this fund. So here you say, I'm giving it to the Beit HaMikdash, but I don't want it to go to upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. I want it to go to sacrifices. So that means they have to sell the donkey and with that money buy something for sacrifice, buy an animal that you can sacrifice. So when you do it for Kodesh Bedek HaBayit, which was everything we were talking about until now, Erechim is Bedek HaBayit, neder of the value of someone is generally the Bedek HaBayit, unless you say otherwise, right? The default is Bedek HaBayit. When it comes to Bedek HaBayit, then we can say that, just make sure I have it straight. If we say Bedek HaBayit, then we're going to say that's when it's Nidon B'Chvodo. Okay? Even the Tumtum and Androgynous, that's Damim, for Bedek HaBayit is going to be like Erechim. But the Braita, which distinguished and said it's not Nidon B'Chvodo, that's when you give the Eved or the Chamor for the Mizbeach. Okay? So we make this big distinction, Kodesh Mizbeach, Kodesh Bedek HaBayit. Okay? So when you give an animal, okay, and it could be, in this case, it's a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal, or an eved, any of those things you give for the mizbeach, and you say, I want either this item or the value, you want the rush of this item is what you said is going to go on the mizbeach. In that case, we say, you just meant the rush and nothing else. Okay? But if you said, for Bedek HaBayit, then we're going to treat it like erchin and say the whole thing. Okay. Now they say, wait a minute. B'mayu kimta b'kotche mizbeach? You're saying that this Braita was about sending something to the Mizbeach? Doesn't make sense, though. Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Braita that we read. Belo od ela, filu ama rosh para zo hekdesh, ein le hekdesh ela rosha. Amai, tifshok kedusha bekula. If we're going to say that that Braita was in the world of saying, I'm giving this to the Mizbeach, well, if you say I'm giving the head of a para to the Mizbeach, we're now going to learn, right, what did it say in the Braita? You say, I'm giving the head of the parada, the mizbeach, just the head goes, right? Nothing else. The value of the head, basically you have to give the value of what a head of a parada would sell in the shuk, right, to the Beit HaMikdash to buy korbanot. But that can't be, because the law is that if you say you're giving the head of something that could go on the mizbeach to the mizbeach, here we're going to read in a minute, you'd have to give the entire parada. And therefore, we can't say that it means you gave it to the Mizbeach. It must be Bedek HaBayit, and then we're back to square one. Why? Milo Tanya, doesn't it say in a Braita? Ha'omer ragla shel zo ola. Yachol tehe kula ola. If you say I'm giving the regel of this animal as a korban ola, okay, that's le Mizbeach, might you think that the whole thing would be an ola, meaning you'd have to give, you obviously didn't mean just the leg, you meant the whole thing. Talmud lamar, kol asher yitem mimenu la Hashem yeh kodesh. Okay, whatever you give from it to Hashem will be kodesh. What does that teach you? Mimenu is always limiting from it, meaning mimenu kodesh velo kula kodesh. So according to this braita, according to the first opinion, if you say I'm giving the regel of the leg of this animal to the mizbeach, just the regel, meaning you just give the value of the leg. You don't sacrifice the whole animal. Well, then you have a problem with this animal. Right now, the animal's leg is sanctified. So now you have a bit of a problem. You said the leg of the animal is going to the mizbeach. So now you have an animal where the leg is kadosh, the rest of it isn't. So, yachol teitzei lechulin, maybe you can make this whole animal chulin. Talmud lamar yihyeh, b'havayatatehe. It stays sanctified, the regel. Because you sanctified it, right? If you take an animal and say, I'm giving this animal, you can't redeem it. Remember, you can't do tamura and say, oh, instead of this animal. Likewise, you can't just redeem the leg. Yes, you have to give the value of the leg to the Beit HaMikdash, but that leg still has inherent kedusha to it. So what are you supposed to do? By the way, this doesn't yet have to do with our topic, okay? Or this part of it, anyway, doesn't. Haketzad, so what are you supposed to do? Timacher litzorche olot v'dameh hachulin chutz midmeh oto ever shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say? Sell the animal, but sell it to someone who's going to buy the animal to sacrifice it on the mizbeach. Because you can't let it roam around free and let people use it because the leg still has inherent kedusha. So you sell it to someone who's going to sacrifice it as a korban ola. So it will go on the mizbeach. It won't get used for chulin purposes. And then what happens? So now the money that you sold it for, well, most of the money's chulin because most of the money was on the animal and the animal wasn't kadosh. Only the amount of money that was the value of the regel, that amount of money is hekdesh. Let's say the head costs 40 shekel, the whole animal is 100 shekel. So of that 100 shekel, 60 of it is chulin, 40 of it is sanctified. Okay. And that has to be used, obviously, for what? Since you said it was a mizbeach, you have to buy an animal for sacrifice. And the animal that has the leg that was still sanctified will now be used as an ola because you sold it to someone getting an ola. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Minayin Lomer Raglashel Zo Ola, Shekula Ola. He thinks, okay, these guys, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, say, if you say the regel of this animal is Ola, the entire animal is Ola. Talmud Lomar, how do you know this? Kol Asher Yitei Mimenu Lashem Yeh Kodesh, they say Yeh Kodesh Lirabot Et Kula. Well, no, Kol. Kol Asher Yitei. Anything you give it, they basically understand to me. If you say the regel, the entire animal gets sacrificed. Now, we have a machloket about if one says the regel. Now, that's not our case. Our case is something shana shamatzlu yabo. The machloket is, if you say regel, and I'm going to zoom in on the only part of this machloket we need. If you say regel, either just the regel becomes sanctified or the whole animal gets sanctified. But afilu leman damar, even the one who said ein kula ola, Rabbi Meir, the first opinion, okay? So, hanimile de aktish davar she'ena neshamatzlu yabo. That's only in a regel. Aval davar she'neshamatzlu yabo. But if you said, if you took the head of this animal and you said it's ola, you obviously meant everybody thinks the entire animal gets sacrificed on the mizbeach. Kadsha kula. And therefore, go back to where we started. What did we say? We tried to suggest the distinction was that the para, you sold the para, and the whole thing was not, you didn't sanctify the para for beta kabayit. Now, if you'd sanctify it for beta kabayit, we could see making a distinction. But we tried to say you sanctified it for the mizbeach. Well, according to this, if you sanctify the head of a para for the mizbeach, you meant I'm going to sacrifice the whole para, and that para actually has to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. So that can't be the case where we're going to say, oh, only the rosh is hekdesh and the rest of the body isn't. Can't possibly say that. So what's going to be the answer? So what are the answer? Lokasha habikdushat haguf habikdushat damim. So now we say no. There's a different way of sanctifying the animal for the mizbeach. You could say, I'm giving the value of this animal to the mizbeach. That was all if you say, I'm giving the head of this animal as an ola, right? You said specifically,
Ragla shel zo ola. So now substitute in. Rosha shel zo ola. There you said, I'm sacrificing it. That means kedushat haguf. That's why the whole leg had that inherent sanctity that couldn't leave it. But if you say, I'm giving the value of the head of the parah to the mizbeach, then it wouldn't be kedushat haguf, and then you could distinguish head and the rest of the body. So now we split between kodesh bedek habayit and kodesh mizbeach. Now within kodesh mizbeach, we're splitting into, well, did you give value of it to the mizbeach, or did you give the body of it to the mizbeach? If you give body, then you can't distinguish. Once you say head, you mean the whole body. But if you give the value, then we can make that distinction. And that's why the Braita was talking about, number one, koche mizbeach, which meant it couldn't teach us anything about our case, which was koche bedek habayit. And within mizbeach, it's not a question because it was talking about the value. Okay, that sounds very good, except we're going to have a problem. What's the problem with this? V'hamar hu da'amar. Okay, Abayis is back to Rabba. That was Rabba. Right, Rabba keeps answering, oh no, don't ask questions. This is this, this is that. Abayi now comes and says, but wait, mar hu da'amar, but Rabba, aren't you the one who himself says, magdish zachar lidamav? If you take a male animal and sanctify it, you say, I'm giving the value of this kosher animal to the mizbeach. Now, what would you think would happen? You could sell it and give its value. But no, according to Rabba, if you say I'm giving the value of an animal that actually can be sacrificed, that's as if you designated that animal to be sacrificed. You can't redeem it for money. Okay? So, makdish zachar, if you take a zachar lidamav, for its value for the mizbeach, kadosh kedushat haguf. Okay? It has inherent sanctity. You can't say, oh, I only said value of it. But since it can go on the mizbeach, you got to use that animal. So, again, if you say head, and head is synonymous with body, the whole thing, because the neshama is tluyabo, then if you say head of the para for the mizbeach, there is no option of saying just damim. It has to be kedushat haguf, which returns us back to our original question, Abayi says to him. So, again, what does he say? Lo kashya. So Rabbi answers, no, when I said magdish zachar lidamav kadosh kedushat haguf, we keep making further and further distinctions. Ha de'akdish kula. That's only if you said, I'm makdish this entire animal. But ha de'akdish chad eiver. But if you say, I'm being makdish one limb for the mizbeach, okay, let's give the whole term. I am makdish the value of one limb for the mizbeach. If you say one limb, even if it's the head, you don't mean right. So before I even get to you don't mean the whole body. Then we don't say the entire animal has to be sacrificed in the mizbeach because you isolated a part of the animal. If you say, I'm giving the value of this para to the mizbeach, even though you said value, it has inherent kedusha, kedushat haguf, not kedushat dami. But if you say, I'm giving the head of this animal, even though it's something the Shema is tluyabo, since you didn't say the whole animal, therefore you really just meant the value of the head. And therefore, we say, number one, it's, right, we can say then, so go back to our original Braita. When our original Braita said, I'm selling this para as hekdesh, it's not bedek habayit, it's mizbeach, but it's not mizbeach to be sacrificed, it's mizbeach just for value. And it can be just for value, because there is such a thing, even though it's a kosher animal, because you only said one aver. Okay, that's Rabba's answer.
Is this still possible with Eric, right, to do this one limb thing, or is it in
general? No. Okay, where do we start? The one limb thing, the erchin, if you say one limb and it's a limb that haneshama tluyabo, then the whole thing is sanctified. The whole question became, we started off with saying, not only by erchin, but it also applies to a neder. For example, their case was the tumtum and androgynous, that you give their value, not erchin, neder, is nidon b'chvodo, meaning once you say head, it's the whole body, just like erchin. And then that's where we got into our whole question. What do you mean it's just like erchin? Don't we say that if nidon b'damim, it's not, it's only the value of the head, and we brought this source, and then we said, oh, no, no, that source is if you say lamizbeach. But if you say damim, it would be the same as erchin. Okay, so we want to basically say the law that originates in erchin applies also to nidarim that are done lebedek habayit. But if you have a neder where you give the value of your head for kochim mizbeach, that's not going to be the whole thing. It's just going to be the head. And that was all to answer this question of this braita. Now, that's what they established. But now they're going to bring a bunch of questions that Rabba asked. And they say, if Rabba asked this question, and really the braita was referring to the case that we just said, then he would have been able to answer the question for the braita, and he wouldn't have been left with a question. And Rabba had a bunch of questions he didn't have answers to. And if we really understand the braita about the para, that it's talking about la mizbeach, and it's talking about lidamim, damim for the mizbeach, then he would have been able to answer his question, so it doesn't make sense that the braita is like that. So that's going to be their next line of questioning. So now, chad ever nami ibaya, ibauye ibayalan, okay? If you want to say, again, where are we left with? The conclusion is, the braita about the para is talking about, okay, let's just put it up. Chad Aver, right? One Aver of an animal that's ra'oi for Mizbeach, right? Beheman, shiru'uya la Mizbeach. And you said it, la Mizbeach, right? That this is going, damav la Mizbeach, right? You said, I'm giving its value for the Mizbeach, okay? Normally, when you give something to the Mizbeach, you don't mean its value, you mean it itself. But here you said its value. So one Aver, even if it's the head, right, the neshama tzuliyapo, we're going to say what? It's eino nidon bechvodo. I know the terminology is very confusing. What is eino nidon bechvodo? It's just the head and not the rest of the body, right? Which distinguishes it from the world of erchin and even nidarim for bedek habayit, right? Erchin and nidarim for bedek habayit. Okay, again, the big difference here is Bedek Habayit versus Mizbeach. Okay? In Nidarim and Erechim for Bedek Habayit, Rosh equals the whole body. Okay? The whole thing. Got it? So now we're going to question this thing that the Braito with the head of the Para was talking about one Aver. In a Beima that was Ruya la Mizbeach, Damav, Gola Mizbeach, and it's just the head. Okay? So, Ibuye Bailan, okay, so now they're gonna say Chad Aver was a question they asked. Debailam Debai Rabba. Rabba himself asked, Hikdish Aver Lidamav, here we have it. You're Makdish, a part of the body for its value, Mahu. Okay? What would be the halacha? Meaning he didn't know. Do you have to give the whole body or just one Aver? So they say, oh no. Ki Ibailan Bitam. His question was about an animal that was ra'oi to be on the mizbeach. Okay? An animal that was a tam. Just 1 second, I want to check one thing. Right, sorry. The question of Hikdish Aver here, okay, he asks if Hikdish Aver, Chad Aver, does it, okay, could you actually do damav la mizbeach? Or do you have to actually sacrifice the animal? Okay, does it have kedushat damim? Oh, I'm sorry, does it have kedushat aguf or kedushat damim? So they say the whole question of Kedushat HaGuf and Kedushat HaDamim was only if it could actually be sacrificed because it's a tam. But ha-cha b'balmum, maybe you could explain our braita as saying, the whole point is, if our braita said it very clearly, then Rabba wouldn't be asking the question. So therefore they say, oh no, Rabba's question was about a tam. The braita was when you sell that, when you say the head of a para is going to the Hekdesh for, again, its value for the Mizbeach, that was a case of a Balmum. Okay, we're now narrowing it even more. Okay, it was a case of a Balmum. Now they say, and why is it not so crazy to say that? Because look at the sort of cases they gave in the Braita. Eved, Chamor, and Para. So, Chamor is also like a Balmum. It can't be sacrificed, and also the Eved, right? Dumia de Chamor. So now we say, but no, that doesn't help us. Because Balmum nami ibuya mi bailand. Rabba also asked a question about a balmum. Where do we see this? Dabai Rabba. Demei roshi legabe mizbeach. What if I give the value of my head on the mizbeach? That's the same kind of case, parallel case. Damav le mizbeach. However, am I ra'oi to be sacrificed? No, I'm a person. Humans can't be sacrificed. So a human is like a balmum. And Rabba asked the question, mahu, what's the story in this case? Okay, so now, right, the question is, if I say I'm giving the value of myself to the Mizbeach, right, the question is, do we say, Nidon Bechvodo, I really meant my whole body? Or do we say, No, really, I just meant my head. Okay, that was his question. Now again, if we say the Braita was talking about a balmum, that you were Magdish, the head of, to the Mizbeach, and the answer is just the head, well, the Rebbe would have an answer to his question. Got it? Okay, so now, what did they answer, the obvious answer? Oh, when Rebbe asked this question, it was Mekame Da'ashma Allaha Matnita. It was before he knew about this Braita, before he had this whole discussion with Abaye, and he explained the Braita in that way. But Hashta Deshama HaMatnita, once he heard this Braita, then Loma Bayalan, he would never have asked this question. Okay? So the way we answer it is, well, that happened historically, his question, before he learned about this Braita. And that resolves the issue. Oh, don't worry about that. Okay, strange answer a little bit, but theoretically, could be. Okay. Hashta Deshama HaMatnita, Loma Bayalan. Okay, Gufa. Now we're going to go back. Now we have to, this is like when you go in a movie and you go back in time. Now we have to go back in time before he had the answer from the Braita, and we want to understand what his question was, really. Okay, the question we just asked. By Rabbi, Demei Roshi L'Gabei Mizbeach Mahu. Nidom B'Chvodo or Eino Nidom B'Chvodo? Okay, is it Nidom B'Chvodo or Eino? Lo Eshkecham B'Damim She'eino De'eino Nidom B'Chvodo. Do we say we have no case of Damim De'eino Nidom B'Chvodo? There's a double negative. What does that really mean? What we know about Damim from the Tumtum and Androgynous Drasha is what? That if someone's Noder Damim to the Beit HaMikdash, even though the context of that was Beit HaKabayit and not for the Mizbeach, what did we say? It's Nidom B'Chvodo. Just like in Erechim, you say the head, it includes everything. Also, if you say the value of the head, it means everything. So therefore, do we say, likewise, if I say I'm giving my head on the Mizbeach, can we learn what we know from Beit HaKabayit to Mizbeach? O Dilma, lo eshkechan l'gabei mizbeach, nidom b'chvodo, or do we say, we don't have a case by mizbeach, we don't have a precedent for this in mizbeach, we only have a precedent for it in Beit HaKabayit. We don't have a precedent in mizbeach, and therefore maybe in mizbeach you wouldn't say the same thing. Teiku, ends with the question, we don't know the answer, this is a funny way to say it, because this is all, that's why I said you have to go back in time. According to this, there was no answer. Ultimately, once Rabbi heard the Braita, then there was an answer, which is, Mizbeach is different from Beit HaKabayit. That's the second option, right? That when it comes to Beit HaKabayit, we say head means everything. When it comes to Mizbeach, head means not head. It's logical also to say head means not the whole body when you're coming to Mizbeach, because if you're going to sacrifice something, you're obviously only going to sacrifice the whole animal. So therefore, we're saying, and it's, when it comes to valuing how much is something worth, so maybe you could say, well, value, what did you mean? You know, well, head is really the whole thing. You cut off the head, the animal's going to die. But when it comes to, you say, I want this to go on the Mizbeach, if you really meant for it to go on the Mizbeach, the whole thing, you would have said, I'm bringing this animal on the Mizbeach. Why would you start to distinguish his head? So maybe, I'm just suggesting, maybe that's a reason why we distinguish.
It's a bad precedent, I think.
Yeah.
You start to make a chaos there if people are doing that.
So doing what? The head of?
Yeah. Like,
you're saying they wanted to discourage it, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but here they're really saying, if you did do it, what does it mean?
Right, but maybe they...
It does create, maybe, right. Maybe they wanted to discourage people from using Lashon like that, which would be, you know... Explain. Also, you have to remember, what's the difference? Maybe also, if you want to talk about discouraging, when you do the Mizbeach, what happens? You end up with this problem of just the head is kadosh and the animal isn't, and then you have to, it becomes even more complicated. So maybe they wanted to avoid that. Okay. But then to avoid it, they could have just said the whole thing is kadosh. Would have simplified matters. I don't know. It's something to think about.
Could they simplify it by saying we learn from humans because you can't separate the head and you can't sacrifice the head for the human? That b'chvodo always means the entire thing.
But they're not saying that, Dafka. They're
saying
Dafka.
No,
why didn't they? Why did they say it like this? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Why they separated it when it comes to Mizbeach is a good question. That's why they viewed it that way. That's why I was trying to suggest that maybe they just thought, if you're really putting it on the Mizbeach, you would say the whole animal. Nobody, you know, you say, Be'mazo Allah, you know.
Yeah. Parah, I don't know about a chamor, but a parah, the head is, I think, the least valuable part of it. Because the body, the meat of it is for
human. Right, except they did sell the head of the parah, which they didn't really sell the head of chamor, so it did obviously have some sort of value. Okay, let's move on. By Rava, Erki Alai L'Gabei Mizbeach Mahu. Here's another question. Okay, and this is all, again, we're having a lot of discussions. What we know about one thing, does it apply in other cases? If you say, I'm giving the value of myself on the Mizbeach, okay, which really means I'm giving, right, value of me to go to a sacrifice. Mahu. Nidom beheseg yad? O eino nidom beheseg yad. Do we take the laws of Erchin and apply it here? Because Erchin, we said, was only all erchin, the standard erchin, if you say erki alai, it goes to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Beit HaKabayit, not to the Mizbeach. What if you said erki to the Mizbeach? Will we then say that all the laws of erchin apply, like if you don't have enough money, we can evaluate how much money you have and then decide how much you should pay, or not? Is it a unique halacha just by erchin that go to Beit HaKabayit or not? Do we say, lo eshkecham be'erchin de'eni don behesek yad? Again, they use a lot of double negatives today. Meaning, all we know about erchin, it always has hesek yad. O dilma lo eshkecham legabe mizbeach. Or do you say, no, this is something different because it's mizbeach. And we don't have hesek yad anywhere when it comes to animal sacrifices. Right? We don't say, if you say I'm giving an animal and then you can't afford it, we don't say, oh, you can get away with it. Like, no, you have to pay. Hakan lebe mizbeach de mifrak ele b'shovyo. If you say I'm giving something to the Mizbeach, an animal, or whatever it might be, even a non-kosher animal that can't be sacrificed, we always evaluate how much is that animal worth, and you have to give all that money. You can't just get away with giving less money. So therefore, maybe when it comes to Mizbeach, we don't have that. Teiku. Again, we don't have an answer. Last question by Rav Ashi. Hikdish ste achuzah legabe Mizbeach. Okay, there's a halacha that when you give a ste achuzah to the Beit HaMikdash, you give it according to, again, this is for, it goes to Beit HaKabayit. This is going to be a parallel to Erchin. Goes to Beit HaKabayit, and just like Erchin, there's a particular value. It doesn't matter how much that field is worth. There's a particular rate about how much you pay based on how much space. Okay, I forget the exact how it works, but there's a particular amount. See, Rashi says it, right? It's Beit Zera Chomer Seorim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. Okay, it's 50 shekel for an amount that grows a certain amount of Seorim. Okay, 50 shekel for that. So, mi amrinan lo eshkechan ste'achuzah. But now, hikdish ste'achuzah legabe mizbeach. In this case, not that the ste'achuzah was going to the Beit HaKabayit, the ste'achuzah went to the mizbeach. So do we say, mi amrinan lo eshkechan ste'achuzah demifka ela beit zera chomer seorim b'chamishim shekel kesef? Do we say, the only amount in the Torah for a ste'achuzah is this amount? O dilma lo eshkechan legabe mizbeach demifrak ela b'shovyo? Or do we say, no, when it comes to Mizbeach, everything has to be done for its own value. And therefore, even a Ste'achuzah will be a different value. Okay, that was the hard part of today's stuff. Mishnah. Pachomi ben Chodesh nidar valone erach. Less than ben Chodesh, what do we say? If I say a neder, I have to give it the value. But if I say erchin, there is no such thing, because remember, erchin all started from 30 days. Tanu Rabbanan, what if you did this now? Hamarich pachomi ben Chodesh. Somebody said it. Okay, erech of my little newborn baby to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir Omer notain damav. He says you have to give its value. Meaning, when you said erechin, you didn't really mean erechin because there's no such thing. You must have meant neder. So you have to give its value. Chachamim omrim lo amar klum. Since there's no such thing as erechin for under a month, you basically said nothing. B'may kamif legei, what's the root of their machloket? Rabbi Meir Savar ein adam motzit rav levatalal. People don't say things stam. And yodea she'ein erchin lepachot mi ben chodesh. Everybody knows that there's no erchin for pachot mi ben chodesh. By the way, this begs the question. We don't have time. I'm not going to get into it. Machloket. What if he didn't know? Then maybe we would judge this differently. Machloket. Okay. But he basically assumes here, everybody knows that there's no such thing. Therefore, what did he mean? He didn't mean erechim, but gamar v'amar l'shem damim. He meant value. This is all about like nedarim. What you said, does it really mean what you said? Or maybe you meant something else. Rabbanan savrei adam motzit rav levatalah. People say things dumb all the time. That they don't, he was just saying something random that didn't mean anything, and he knew it didn't mean anything, and he really didn't mean to do anything. Now they say, keman az lahad amar rav gidol amar rav. Who is to go according to the statement of Rav Gidol in the name of Rav? Haomer erech kli alai. If you use the lashon of erchin, which is only relating to humans, but you say a kli, notain damim. Okay, so who does it go according to? Rabbi Meir, right? It goes like Rabbi Meir, because just like Rabbi Meir says, right? And that's basically we're saying, pachomi ben chodesh is equivalent to saying erchin on a kli. Right? It's useless. But since it's useless, you must have meant value. So that must go like Rabbi Meir. So then they say, Pshita to Karabi Meir Atif. Isn't that totally obvious that they're saying the same thing? So they say, no. Why did Rav Gidol say this in the name of Rav? He wanted to teach you like this. Ma'u detema, you might have thought, afilu karabanan. Even maybe Rabbanan would agree about a kli. Why? Hatam hu detai. Savar ki echidir ka di ka erchon ben chodesh. when it comes to the baby, he at least was talking in the human world. So he maybe made a mistake and thought that you could do Erechim for Ben Chodesh, and therefore, since he was wrong, right, he wanted to do Erechim, there's no such thing. So therefore, he doesn't pay anything. And therefore, Ikanami, Dika Erechim leBen Chodesh, Ikanami lePachot miBen Chodesh. He might have thought, just like there's for Ben Chodesh, maybe you could even do it for less then. Aval Hacha DeLeika LeMite. But when it comes to a Kli, nobody thinks that Erechim applies to a Kli. Vadaya Dam Yodea She'en Erech leKli. And therefore, when he said it, the gamar ba'amr l'shein damim, he must have meant its value. He obviously didn't mean erchin. But when it came to the baby, he really might have meant its value. And since there's no such thing, he doesn't have to pay. Kamash malan, therefore he said that it's only Rabbi Meir. Chachamim wouldn't think that. Okay, you might have thought they said it. Again, the gemara asks, ula Rabbi Meir l'may itztrich. But why do you need it? And why would he need to say that Rabbi Meir would say this? So Mao de Tema, you might have thought, Tama de Rabbi Meir Hatam to Gazer Pachomi Ben Chodesh Atu Ben Chodesh. Maybe Rabbi Meir would only make you pay the value because he didn't want you to think that if you say Erech of a 29-day-old baby, it doesn't work. But if you say Erech of a, it doesn't work. And you might think, let's say I say the Erech of a 30-day-old or a 31-day-old, it also might not work. So because of that, he says, we're making you pay the value, just so that you don't mistakenly think that. Aval hacha, but when it comes to a kli, there's no reason to be gozer at all. Delekha lemigzar, ema lo. Maybe Rabbi Meir would say, you dafka don't have to pay in the kli. Kamashval, and that's why he said, That's the reason, right? Tama de Rabbi Meir de ein adam otzi dvarav levatala. Nobody says anything for no reason. He obviously meant to give money. Lo shna hacha v'lo shna hacha. It doesn't matter each, right? Whether it's a kli or whether it's a little baby, either which way, he obviously meant value. Kiman azla hadir amar of Rabba bar Yosef amarav v'amrila amar of Yiva bar Yosi amarav. Okay, now. According to is the following statement, which either he said or he said in the name of Rav. Hamakdish behemat chavero noten damav. If you're makdish the animal of your friends, okay, it's a little crazy, right? I go and I say, oh, I'm going to give the value of your beautiful animal to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, I don't own that animal. I can't give that animal itself, right? So it says you have to give its value. So who does this go according to? Ki Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now. If we're saying that Rav says the following statement, he says like Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna, Dam Rav Gidel Amar Rav, Ha'omer Erech Kli Alay, Notein Damav. Isn't that the same as saying what he said about the Kli? In other words, this is the same thing. Why would he need to say this again? Again, you can distinguish. Ma'u Detema Hatam Hu Diyodea She'en Erech L'Kli. There he knows there's no Erech to the Kli. V'gamar, and there's no such thing as Erechin. V'amar L'Shem Damim. Aval behema debat mikdashi. But here we're not doing erchin. We're saying I'm makdish this animal. So you might have thought ika lemeimar dehachi kamar. You might have thought that what he's saying is like this: I amina la lemara mazgan leniale. If I see your beautiful cow and I say I'm going to give that to the mikdash. Now what am I thinking? Well, I'm going to go to you and try to get you to sell it to me, and then tikdu shlame hashta. Then when I get it, it's going to have already been retroactively sanctified from right now when I say, I'm Makdish your animal. Because what's my real intent, right? I'm going to buy it from you and then give it to the Mikdash, the Akrava, and then I'm going to bring it and sacrifice it. You might have thought that that's what I'm saying. Aval dame lo ka'amar. But I didn't mean its value. What I really meant is I want to give it to the Mikdash. Therefore, kamash malani has to tell you, no, you have to give its value. Okay? In other words, even if you don't get the animal and you don't purchase it. Amar of Ashi, Behuda Amar Alai. By the way, this whole thing about the animal is only, here we get to the difference between Hare Alai and Hare Zo, is only if I say Hare Alai, I'm going to give the value of your animal, then I have to give the value of your animal. Aval Amar Hare Zo Lo. But if I say that animal I'm going to sacrifice and I don't own it, I obviously can't do that. Because really, what am I saying when I say I'm giving the value of the animal? I don't really need to purchase it from you. I can just say I'm giving that value, that animal's worth 200 shekels, I'm giving 200 shekels to the Mikdash. So that's the distinction here. Okay. Mishnah. Ovei Kochavim. What about a non-Jew? Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'erach Avaloma Arich. He's evaluated, but he can't evaluate. Meaning you can give the value of a non-Jew, but a non-Jew who says I'm giving the value of something, Erchein, doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the exact opposite. Ma'arich avalona erach. He can give the value, right? He can say, I'm giving the value of a person and he'll have to pay, but he can't be evaluated. V'ze v'ze modim shenodrim v'nidarim. Both of them agree that when it comes to the world of nidarim, they can both give a neder, right, give a, and have to pay, and they can both be nidar. Okay, this big question, on what basis can you make a non-Jew pay? Because right, everyone agrees that in a neder world, you can. Usually you make someone pay up from lo yachel dvaro, you can't, you know, not do what you said you're going to do, but that's not why the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, so how can we force them to do it? So some people say it's the world of Dine Mamonot, okay, that it's basically, one second, let me see my notes on this. How does it work? Right, it's actually a very interesting debate. So the Mishnah Lamelech says that, commentary on the Rambam, that he's actually not chayav l'kayim his neder. The issue is that if he is mekayim his neder, does it have kedusha to it? Does it mean something? Okay, that's the Avnei Miluim doesn't like that answer, and he gives a different answer, and he says you have to do it midine momono. Why? Because amirato le gavoa kimisirato lehedyo. As soon as you say I'm giving something to Hekdesh, that's as if you did a kinyan on it, and even a non-Jew. So therefore, midine momonot, he already did the Hekdesh, so to speak, did a kinyan on it. And therefore, you can go to his house and demand the money, which is interesting. Okay. And dini mamonot, non-Jews are required because from dini, right? They have to set up courts. Courts of law includes dini mamonot. So there's a debate about on what basis. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. B'nei Yisrael marichim ve'eno ovdei kochavim marichim. B'nei Yisrael, it says in the beginning of that section, daber el b'nei Yisrael. So what does that mean? B'nei Yisrael do erachim, but non-Jews not. Yachol lo yuhune erachim, tamud lomar ish. But then it says ish ki afli. Ish comes to include everybody. Now, even though the subject of both of those, tell B'nai Yisrael the following, a person who makes a neder, both are really referring to the ma'arich, but since we want to, right, B'nai Yisrael already limited, so limited, not, you can't be ma'arich, therefore ish must be including for he can be valued. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir. Right, it's a little bit arbitrary. Why do you say B'nai Yisrael limits the ma'arich and ish includes the ne'erach? Mipnei sheriba katub b'ne'erachim yoter b'ma'arichim. Sharei choresh yoter b'katan ne'erach avalo ma'arichim. What's the reason? Because there's more people who are excluded from ma'arichim. So if we have to exclude him, let's exclude him from ma'arichim. Okay? Because the cheresh shot v'katan are all excluded. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'nei Yisrael ne'arachim ve'en ovdei kochavim ne'arachim. He says, no, it's the opposite. Why? L'cholo yu ma'arichim tamud lamar ish. Right? Again, we're going to say, right, he limits. B'nei Yisrael are ne'arachim, and the ish comes to include the ma'arich, the exact opposite. So now he's going to obviously answer. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He brings the exact opposite argument. We see more people are included in the marichim rather than the ne'erachim. Here you see more people are marich and less people are ne'erachim. Use the example of the tumtum v'androgynus. Okay, and I'll just leave you with this last line, and you'll see the details tomorrow on your own. Amar Rava, Hilchata de Rabbi Meir, Mistabrata. Hilchata de Rabbi Meir, why? Because Mistabrata Amei. I said it wrong. Hilchata de Rabbi Meir, Mistabra, Tamei lo Mistabra. The halacha of Rabbi Meir makes sense, but his argument doesn't make sense. And Tama de Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra, his reasoning makes more sense, but is hilchate lo mistabra. But the details of what he says don't make, in other words, his reasoning, each one said a statement, and then each one explained their statement. So he says, when it comes to Rabbi Meir, I agree more with his halacha rather than his reason, and with Rabbi Yehuda, I agree more with his reason rather than his halacha. Okay, and then the Gemara is going to explain what this is all based on, and it starts with a pasuk, I'll just give you the heads up, in Ezra about Zerubbabel says to the non-Jews, "Lo lachem v'lanu livnot bayit l'Eloheinu, ki anachnu nivneh l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael kasher tzivanu." He says, "We don't want you helping us with building our Beit Hamikdash." It's a very interesting pasuk. I'll just leave you with this thought, and certainly with the way the Gemara goes on with it, which is, you know, that you should be. I'll give you already the punchline of the Gemara, the last line anyway, which I really related to, which is, the reason there they didn't allow them was Mishum Rifyon Yadayim. They didn't want them to slow down the building. They were worried that once they gave money then they'd be able to determine and say what, have a say in how things were moving. And they were worried that once they gave money, very, right, this resonates very strongly, especially, you know, people who raise money. Once you raise a lot of money from someone, they can start telling you what to do and they can start bossing you around. And that's why they didn't want the non-Jews being involved. Okay, and that's one, we'll see, you'll see the logic and where it goes, but it's interesting about how you use that pasuk. Do you use that to learn they can't ever do it, or was it just something unique in the time of Ezra that they didn't want the non-Jews helping them rebuild the Beit HaMikdash? So.